Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Camila Adams.
That's me.
Pittsburgh producer of the 48-hour film project.
Yes.
What a job.
I know.
Is it like crazy? Is it nuts?
Oh my God. It gets like every year around like I'd say March, April, I'm like, why do I do this? Why am I still doing this?
Because you love it. You cannot help it.
Exactly. And then it's like we get one of those events start, like we do meet and greets every year, and then I'll get back and it's just like summer camp all over again. Like everybody's coming back and you see all these people that participated the year before, and you know, it's fun. And I really do enjoy the people that I meet.
Like a moth to a flame.
Yes.
Because in there is an artist, am I right?
Yes, you are correct.
So outside of the 48-hour film project, what keeps you busy? I mean, if you have any time, creatively.
Well, I do a lot of freelance photography. My real job is I work for Manchester Craftsman's Guild.
Very
and
good.
The jazz
we love
department.
Manchester Craftsman's Guild,
yes.
And the jazz here in Pittsburgh. It's
yes.
Such, we're so glad to have it.
Yes, and one of the awesome projects that was able to mesh both of those, a lot of my passions together, was I got to do a series of portraits for Pittsburgh's we honored jazz legends, a lot of the Pittsburgh jazz legends, and so I got to take portraits of all 18 of them.
Great.
And they were on display for a few months. And
you are entrenched in the cultural arena of Pittsburgh.
I try.
You do? Yeah.
And I'm not even from here.
Where are you from originally?
Toledo, Ohio.
Really? Mm-hmm. So what brought you to Pittsburgh?
The Art Institute of Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah?
Yep. I came here in 98 and been here ever since.
Are you into filmmaking?
A little bit,
yeah.
I do enjoy it.
Well, my understanding of the 48-hour film project, and it's good that we discuss this,
yes.
You know, because is it true that you essentially give filmmakers 48 hours to scramble and make a movie?
Yes.
Is this for real?
This is for real.
I can't even figure out what I'm going to wear the next day in 48 hours.
I know.
How do you make a movie in 48 hours?
Well, it's been going on here in Pittsburgh for 8 years. And the first 2 years, I was not producing, but I did compete. And let me tell you, you learn a lot about yourself when you're challenged to make a film in 48 hours. And what's great about it is that a lot of times, you know, as filmmakers and artists, you get this idea in your head and you're like, oh yeah, I want to do this. And then you know have a deadline. And so you never commit to it. And then you just never really fully flesh anything out. And so this, I give you a line of dialogue, a genre, a prop, and a character. And then you've got 48 hours to make it happen.
You know, I never looked at it that way. What great training it is. Because, you know, one of my hobbies is old films. And the heyday of Hollywood,
yes.
You know, the MGM, the studio era and things like that. And the most horrific stories that you would hear when someone's over budget someone's, you know, going beyond schedule.
Yes.
Or they're like a week over schedule or something like that. So this is fantastic because it forces you to make art.
Exactly.
You know.
And then you also, and it's like so such creative because you get forced into that guerrilla filmmaking style because it's like, you know, nobody really has a budget while they're doing this. And you can only plan so much in advance because you don't really know what you're doing until that Friday. And
so you get the plot and the script right then and there. Okay,
this is what happens.
You're matching up screenwriters with filmmakers.
Well, this is what happens. People sign up online beforehand. And you have your own team you pick your own crew And, you know, that's all up to you.
Okay.
And I mean, we can match make if you need it, but a lot of people come in with a crew already formed. And so they all sign up online beforehand on that Friday. This year, it's July 11th. They all get together, and it's going to be at Chatham University where they all gather together. And then they all come up, and then they pick a genre out of a hat. And so it's things like fish out of water, superhero, holiday film. And then after everybody has picked their genre, then they all get assigned the same line of dialogue, the same prop, and the same character. And they're released into the wild at 7:30 p.m.
And so are there any stipulations then, what they can do within that 48 hours and what they can't do?
The whole point of it is to do as much as possible.
Do whatever you can.
In that 48 hours. The only, there's things we try to help them out with. Like, you don't have to make the music in the 48 hours. Like, if you choose to have music.
Do it in post, you can do that.
Look at you. You know the terminology.
Well, that's one thing I know. That's why I threw it out there. You know, I'm trying to impress you.
It worked.
Oh, we're going to get along fine, I think. But yeah, are there budget restrictions?
No. And we even allow SAG actors, if anybody knows any SAG actors and have them at their disposal, they are allowed to.
This really is one of the coolest things that happens in this city.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm thinking you could almost do a film about this. Has that been done?
There was someone who did and I think he won maybe 2 years ago. This team was HWIC Filmworks, and it was like a parody of what goes on during the 48-hour film project. And so, yeah, it was actually pretty funny.
Now, what have you... You've been with it 8 years now, you said? Seven or eight?
I've been producing for 6 years.
Six, okay.
But I've been, like, involved since it started here in Pittsburgh.
So you then have seen plenty of the product
mm-hmm.
that comes out of this
right.
Project. Because after the 48 hours is over, the films are all screened.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
So... Over the years, seeing what has come out of it, I mean, have you been impressed with the
goodness.
Product?
Yeah. There's so many of them that I am just, like, floored with, first of all, the creativity and the imagination that goes through it, and the fact that you're able to, anybody who's able to tell a concise story and, you know, make it happen in 48 hours, and the film is only from 4 to 7 minutes long. And so anybody that's able to do that, I am thoroughly impressed by. There's been people that have come in with these amazing special effects and animation. Someone pulled off animation 1 year, and that's really not, that's nothing that we assigned. So somebody was like, hey, let's give this a whirl, and they pulled it off. There was one of my favorites was a puppet, a full-on puppet show, essentially. I'm a sucker for sock puppets. So there's a lot there's just a lot of creativity and talent here in Pittsburgh.
Now, have any of the films developed into larger projects, gone on to maybe other film festivals, or do they sort of kind of culminate with the project and that's their...
Well, I know of one team. They won maybe 3 years ago, and they are the group, they're part of the group that runs Arcade Comedy Theater.
Oh, yes, yes.
And their film won, and I think they flushed it out a little bit longer after that, and they screened it a few times in a couple film festivals. I'm not exactly sure what came of that, but I know that there have been people that have gone on to, like, do something more, but they've been so impressed and liked their project so much that they're like, yeah, let's see what else we can do with it.
So there are blockbusters that I'll go see in the movie theater today,
right.
You know, that... Probably the script on paper is about this thin
because right.
it's all CGI and things blowing up, and I'm not moved at all, nor am I compelled to see it again.
Right.
Now then we have something like this project
mm-hmm.
where you get a film, and is there any stipulation on length?
It has to be more than 4 minutes.
More than four.
No longer than seven.
Okay. Short film.
Mm-hmm.
Made in 48 hours
mm-hmm.
that can compel, that can move, that can impress,
mm-hmm.
made with relatively no advanced
right.
planning. What does that say to us really about the art of filmmaking? What should we take from this?
I think most importantly, it's like if you, first of all, it's not, yes, talent has a lot to do with it, but it's also with your ability to surround yourself with the right people and to be able to bounce off of each other. And if you have a good rapport with your team that you're working with, then that makes all the difference
That's
in the
key.
World. And just focus on being able to, you know that you want to get from point A to B to C to D. And make sure that you do this in a manner that, that everybody can understand and everybody can, you want to take people on that ride. You want to take your audience on that ride with you. And you want us to laugh and cry and be shocked and awed. And so I just think it's really important to have a great crew and to be focused.
Now, do you have to have a lot of prior experience in order to go online and register for
nope.
this?
We've had teams from people who just did it all on their iPhone to actual professionals who do this for, this is their job, this is their living, this is what their life. And teams led by as young as 16-year-old on up to grandma and grandpa, families who are just, this is their thing that they do for the summer with their kids. This is what we do. We don't really care about winning or anything. This is just what we do.
So a wide spectrum of talent. Mm-hmm. And having seen that spectrum, what do you feel really is a key quality to have going into this? Whether you are a seasoned pro mm-hmm. or somebody coming on in with your iPhone camera.
Planning.
Yeah.
Planning helps a lot. I've seen and I've learned that it's always best to, what we try to do in the past and what a lot of the successful teams that I've seen is that they write on that Friday, they shoot on that Saturday, and they edit on that Sunday. And if you give yourself enough time and you have to be prepared for because something will go wrong.
Oh yeah.
And even just getting to the venue to drop your film off, because there's always traffic in Pittsburgh, no matter what. You have to make sure you time that out perfectly. And so it's just
that should be one of the movie topics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's we have plenty of traffic and construction to work into your film.
Yep.
So it's a lot of planning and making sure you give yourself enough time. And also assigning roles is key as well, because mm-hmm. you get too many people involved in the writing.
Well, I think what you might be saying, because when you say planning, I'm thinking in advance, but you don't really know that far in advance what you're going to be doing. It
right.
sounds like organization.
Right, exactly.
Is how once you get know what your film's going to be about, what your course of action
right.
is.
You can plan things out if you know of certain locations, filming locations that you probably might want to use in your film, mm-hmm. and you plan those out. If you have if you know somebody who has all these costumes or makeups and wigs and things like that, get that person on board in advance. And hey, are you going to be available at this point in time? Just things like that, technical issues. You can't plan any of your story out, really.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, a big old warehouse, if you have that ability to be hey, if someone wants to loan you that for the weekend, you take it before, no matter what.
Agreed. So this is great insider information.
Yes.
I'm making notes. I'm thinking maybe I'll register for this.
Maybe you should.
But what does one need to do then to become a part of this?
You just go on the website. It's 48, the number 48, ourfilm.com/Pittsburgh. Mm. And then it'll take you through the process. There is a $160 fee, sign-up fee, and that's just per team. It's not per person.
Okay,
so you can have
good.
A team of 50 people.
And everybody chips in
exactly.
a couple bucks.
Exactly.
Well, that's neat.
And so, you just do that, and then be available from July 11th through 13th to make your films.
Those 48 hours. Yeah, that's key
exactly.
in a 48-hour film
be
project.
Be available on the days.
48 hours. Now, does that imply that everybody's going to be working through the night? Are they allowed to sleep? But then they only get maybe about a total of 24 hours.
It's at their own risk. If you want to sleep and you don't want to, if you're not that dedicated to your craft.
Yeah. No. Regardless, I imagine a lot of coffee goes down.
Oh my goodness.
This.
I've been trying to get Mountain Dew to sponsor.
I was just going to say, get Starbucks, get
right.
Monster Energy,
exactly.
Red Bull could be all over this.
That was has been my goals, to get Red Bull to sponsor.
Camila, let's call.
Yes.
That just makes so much sense. If they're not calling you back, somebody's
right.
not doing their job.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. 5-Hour Energy came in and gave us a bunch of samples and stuff 1 year.
Oh, samples. No,
yes.
We want the real deal. But the advertising they could get from this, or maybe put a little product placement
yeah.
in their films. I don't know.
No. Vitamin Water was very helpful for 3 years. They came by and just gave like cases of vitamin water to the team.
That's cool.
And that was great. And a couple teams played with that and like, you know, put little product placements in their films.
Great.
So it was cute.
So then I think what, you know, those of us who are not involved in filmmaking might be most excited about with this is where can we see these when they're completed?
Right here at the Hollywood Theater.
Yes, we are here in the Hollywood Theater in Dormont. You gotta love the Hollywood.
I love
you know,
it.
This is a great... great theater. I mean, any place that'll screen old films on a big movie screen. I love, and they do a lot of interesting programming here. So I think it's a great place to be. So now, will there be a selection process, I suppose, for the final?
Yes.
Or are we going to see all of them?
Well, you'll see all of them.
Okay.
Like, we'll be screening all the films. And that's another bonus about this competition is that we screen all of the films.
That's great.
And that goes, that's all in 3 days. And then... we have judges. We have 3 judges, and we try to get celebrities or folks that are in the industry to do that. And this year we have Laisha Wiggins, who is a CBS editor. We have Brian Chumney, who is a sound editor and engineer at Skywalker Sound. And we have Nicholas Brendan, who is an actor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he writes comics now.
Oh. Writes comics, like comic books.
Yeah, he's writing the Dark Horse comics. There's a continuation of the Buffy the Vampire.
Is he local here in Pittsburgh?
No, he's in LA.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We just became friends then.
It's funny how that works, isn't
I know.
It? So then after they're all screened, I guess
that's when all
the winners will be chosen.
Yeah. Okay. We'll screen all the films and then we whittle it down to like the best writing, the best use of prop. And then there's also audience choice awards too. So you have during all the screenings, we let the audience check out their little ballot boxes and, you know, like they vote for their favorites.
Awesome.
And so there's, and then we pick all of those. And it's usually about 12 different films that win. And then we screen the best of, and then we give them their awards and prizes. And then the one that's chosen as best of Pittsburgh goes on to compete against all the other best of cities.
Okay, because this project is going on in other cities.
Yep.
So, okay, so let's say I win Pittsburgh and I go on to, you know, the Nationals.
You go on to Filmapalooza.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yep.
You didn't think that name up.
No, that wasn't
like,
me.
I don't think that's a Camila.
No.
So you go on to Filmapalooza, and I'm at Filmapalooza, and then... Where do you go from there? I mean, what happens at Filmapalooza?
If you win Filmapalooza, then you get monies and some awesome trophies. And I think there's different camera equipment and stuff.
Oh,
too.
That's cool.
So there's like some really awesome prizes involved.
Has anybody from Pittsburgh ever won Filmapalooza?
Not yet.
Ooh.
Usually, like,
it's ripe for the taking.
I know. France usually snags it every year. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so it's international.
Yeah.
Filmapalooza is international.
Yeah.
Well, you know, France has a very rich and deep film history.
Yes. They come in and snatch it every year. I think last year, Germany got it. There was a German film.
Well, Germany, too.
I know.
I mean, some of my favorite old films from, like, the dawn of cinema. Georges Méliès, France. You know, they just had that movie out about him, Hugo.
Okay.
They kind of featured him in there. The guy, do you know much about his history? He was a street magician.
No.
And, you know, I think kind of saw what Edison was doing with the moving picture and kind of made his own moving picture cameras. And he did these crazy special effects tricks on film. I mean, before there was any such thing as special effects. That classic trip to the moon, you know, where the rocket shoots the moon in the eye, that's Méliès.
Oh.
And these were all very short, and he built his own studios and everything, so that was a guy that did a lot, with very little. But yeah, France and Germany, too. Fritz Lang is another one of my favorites from Germany. Yeah, so it's going to become an international competition. Mm-hmm. We've got to put Pittsburgh on the map.
I know.
But it kind of is these days. There's a lot happening
here. Oh my goodness,
there's
so much going on. Like, right after this, I think I'm going to go stalk Jake Gyllenhaal, because I think he's in town.
Oh, really? Well, hey, I'm with you there. We'll drink up and
cheers to Mr. Gyllenhaal.
Oh yes, here's to Jake Gyllenhaal. My number will be broadcast at the bottom of the screen. Camila's will be smaller.
Much smaller. Because I'm not in control of the editing.
That's right. But what do you feel makes Pittsburgh a great city to have a project like this happening?
Well, aside from the fact that we've already got big Hollywood coming through here making the films, it's such a... There's so much going on here. There's just, like, the... just even, like, the landscape. It's picturesque. of Pittsburgh to begin with. So many areas and neighborhoods can be disguised as other cities and places and things. And we've got, you know, all the universities with all the technology that's coming through here. And we've got all the arts. And it's like such a big arts and cultural environment,
right,
and community,
yes,
here. It's just like, this is what it's meant for.
You know, it just occurred to me now, with what you were saying, and you know, all the big films that have been through here, mm-hmm, especially in the recent years, Pittsburgh itself is a great actor,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right, exactly.
It could be gritty Gotham City,
yes,
you know, or it could be this picturesque landscape, or you go like 15 minutes out of town and you can find a farm,
yeah,
and you'd think you were like maybe, you know, in Appalachia.
Exactly.
We are in Appalachia technically, I guess, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, Pittsburgh is dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Pittsburgh, best actor off, goes to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I really think so.
Yeah. They've been doing a lot. They've been doing really great.
It's been kind of called the Hollywood of the East.
Yes.
I'm going to go with that. I think that might be a little bit of hyperbole, but, you know, we're going to go with that.
We'll keep it.
So, what are the dates that we're looking at?
We're looking at, if you want to sign up online, mm-hmm, July 10th is the deadline for,
okay,
that. So July 11th is when everybody gets together, and that's when the weekend goes down.
Right.
July 11th to 13th. And then our screenings will happen here at the Hollywood on July 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best of and the award ceremony is July 28th at the Hollywood Theater also. And you can find us on Facebook as well as Twitter.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Now, here we are. We've got lights. Mm-hmm. We've got camera. We've got a set. I'm thinking maybe we try our hand right now at maybe a 48-second
film
project.
Film. Okay.
What's our...
Okay, your genre is mockumentary.
Is mockumentary?
Yes.
Okay, so a mockumentary on, let's say...
The history of the martini.
Martini, okay. Interviewer or interviewee?
I'll be the interviewee.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
And my character name will be Linda Vermouth.
Linda Vermouth. Miss Vermouth, tell us, if you will, about your first martini.
Oh my goodness, darling. My first martini, I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. It was an accident. I was challenged to make one from my mother. And I was so nervous and I was shaking all over the place and it just spilled all over the place and I got it all over my face and tasted the deliciousness that was a martini.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a brief history of the martini.
And scene.
Right here on Bird Vivant. See, anybody can do it. We proved
exactly.
It. Are we a 48-second film? There was pathos in that. There was history in that. There was that had everything. That had a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's better than half the stuff that's in theaters right now. Listen, can we enter you under a pseudonym for this? Like, I think here's a team right here.
Right, exactly.
All we need is that camera and these two drinks.
Exactly.
Very full.
Yes.
Indeed. And dirty. You like them dirty.
Dirty.
Yes. Indeed. Well, great. We're looking forward to it, Camila. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
Oh, thank you.
And here's to all of the filmmakers, wishing them good luck and Godspeed.
Cheers.
Cheers indeed. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.